The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. And so it's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. I now open it up to you. One question I wanted to toss out to you, and like I said, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, that about an hour and a half back, the Medford City Council is going to be meeting with the Eugene Emeralds tomorrow, and would you want baseball, professional baseball, to come here to the point where a $100 million or so, roughly speaking, stadium should be built at taxpayer expense? That was the deal the taxpayers turned down in Eugene. And after it got turned down, Eugene Emeralds are now sniffing around and wanting to come here. I love baseball, don't get me wrong. I'm getting concerned about taxpayers and if they're going to go to sleep and be looking at all the Trump drama and then forget about real big money that could be coming down here. Just saying. So if you have an opinion about that, I'm a big fan of baseball if they pay for their own stadium, but maybe it doesn't pencil that way, but oh well. Brad's here. Hello, Brad. You have an opinion on what's going on? Let's hear it.
I do. Bill, good morning to you. Yeah, just one note on the euphoric recall that Herman was talking about in the Clinton years. The balanced budget and the fiscal restraint that he was talking about is true, but it only happened after the biggest turnover in congressional political capital, which occurred in 1994, engineered by Newt Gingrich in his contract with America.
Ah, so that's really what drove a lot of that, too. It was in partnership there. In other words, Bill had no choice but to be responsible.
That is exactly right. He was kept on a short leash. 92 got elected with 43% of the electorate because of the split vote from Ross Perot. Very, very weak position capitalized on by Newt Gingrich, and that's where all the fiscal restraint came from.
Yeah, I voted for Ross Perot that year. Did you? I'm just curious.
No, I didn't.
You didn't, huh?
No,
I did.
I didn't vote for Ross Perot. Hey, so Bill.
Hold on. Listen, I loved Perot at that time. I thought, you know, here's your soundbite, Larry. It's a giant sucking sound. Of course, he was right about that giant sucking sound, wasn't he? Ultimately, right?
He was right about a lot of things, but he was also responsible for getting Clinton elected and reelected 4 years later.
Well, it was a very entertaining time in talk radio, so maybe that's not so bad.
He was also the guy that was going to change the rotational speed of the Earth by chaining a bunch of F-16s down to the desert and firing them up. Remember that?
I don't remember that part, but thank you. All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'll take the bad with the good then. Fair enough. All right. Okay. Now then, back to Clinton.
Yes. Well, no, this part. You'll like this part.
Okay.
So last week, I helped a friend of mine build a project out of the area for a little bit. Where was I? Posted 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, floor in the Walmart clean enough to eat off of it, gasoline was less than $3 a gallon, and people say ma'am or sir when they're addressing each other. Where was I?
Well, I can assure you it was not Oregon, because in Oregon, the Walmarts are never that clean, and most of the people within the Walmart look like they just rolled out of the homeless encampment, and 80 miles per hour, no, I don't think so. I was in
Cody, Wyoming, and it was wonderful. It was like being in Oregon 40 years ago.
No kidding.
Everyone was so nice. No blue tents anywhere. No homeless people. I had to go to the Walmart store and pick up a few things. That floor was so clean you could literally eat off of it. All the men are called sir. All the women are either ma'am or miss. People are friendly. They all wave at each other. Posted it now. Not all of it is 80 mile an hour, but there are areas of it that are posted 80 mile an hour speed limit.
Well, you understand why. There's a lot of nothing between major cities, as you well know.
A lot of nothing. Yeah, and gasoline. You could buy gasoline for under $3 a gallon. I'm telling you, it is possible. Happiness, and reasonable living accommodations are still possible in America with good management.
Fair enough. I know a few times I've driven through Wyoming when I was traveling across the country, moving at times and various others, I love the state. I actually loved the look of Wyoming. I loved the feel and the vibe. And, you know, even back that, I think the last time I drove through Wyoming was about 20-something years ago when I was coming back. And it was,
well, you know,
I don't know how if it has changed at that point. A lot of it was oil money at that time. Did they take part in the fracking boom, or was that something different that was going on? Do you know?
No. Bill, in Billings, Montana, oil is still a big part of the economic picture there. There's a couple refineries. And so Billings, Montana is about 2 hours away from Cody, and they're very, very active in oil. One of the really cool things I got to be a part of accidentally is that the funeral for Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson was last Monday, and I happened to actually be there, and one of the friends that I made there was one of the honorary pallbearers. Do you remember, and talking about the Clinton years, do you remember that picture of Alan Simpson, who's like six foot eight, standing next to the Clinton economic director, Robert Reich, who's like 5'4", something like that? Remember that picture?
I'll look it up. I vaguely recall, but I can't really picture it at the moment.
Talk about a Mutt and Jeff picture. But I got to be in town during Senator Simpson's funeral and memorial service there, which is really cool. Got to meet a lot of interesting people.
Yeah, well, something tells me that they're not dealing with the cultural shenanigans that we are in Oregon. I appreciate the call there, Brad. 770-5633. It is open phones. Hello, this is Bill. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Minor Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I have two things. I'll start with the baseball. If they want government funding, then all games should be free, and they should give food out, free hot dogs, free beer, and free sodas.
You know something, Dave? You're cracking me up with this one. Dave, I'm giving you a real American salute. No, that's the wrong one. This one, not that one. This is the one. You get the real American salute. I like that. If the Eugene Emeralds won, if the Eugene Emeralds won taxpayer money from the city of Medford or any of the folks here in Southern Oregon, then free tickets, free beer, free hot dogs, right? You have to run it like a government program, SNAP benefits, you know, that sort of thing. And then, because otherwise, you agree with me, though, that whatever deal they want to cut, a private partner, a public-private partnership, is about the Eugene Emeralds keep the profit and the public gets the bill. Would you agree with me on that much?
That's fascism.
Yeah.
Public-private partnerships is fascism. But now I want to go to China and the tariffs.
Uh-huh.
6 months, China will be completely broke because they don't import hardly squat from us. So their tariffs don't really can't hurt us.
Well, they could certainly be under severe pressure. I don't know if they'll necessarily be broke if President Trump and Xi are not able to come up with
a anything. They got a demographics problem. They don't have enough workers.
It sounds like our problem.
Yeah, remember the one China policy, the average age there is 70.
Yeah, I know. I get that. All I'm saying, though, is that United States and China have similar challenges, except that China has decided to reindustrialize. We decided to do that differently, I suppose. But, I don't know if China can find enough alternative markets for the stuff that they would normally shovel out through Wayfair. But we're going to find out, Dave. It's a work in progress, right? A work in progress.
Right. It's a work in progress, and they're already, you can't believe their numbers. They're big, fat liars.
All right. Appreciate the call. Of course, I know anytime our government comes up with numbers, I can believe everything about that. Right? Right. Yes, I know. It's just government.
Hi. Stories at townhall.com.
Hey, we'll take that. 9 minutes after 8 on KMED, KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KPXG Grants Pass, and your calls on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Whatever happens to be irritating you, maybe some good news, whatever, just have at it. Chris is in Medford. Chris, you have a couple of things you wanted to weigh in on, call centers, and I think you also wanted to weigh in on the Eugene Emeralds. They're going to be talking with the Medford City Council tomorrow in session. What are you thinking?
Well, I'll start with baseball first because that's the easy one. We just need to stop it. We've already seen what happens when you take it to the voters and we vote it down. They just say, the voters don't know what they're talking about. We need this. And so they put it onto your utility bill.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. That could be what is going on here in which, What, you know, you're already paying $5 a month for the Rogue X. You wouldn't mind paying an extra $5 or $6 for a brand new stadium, and then look at this wonderful piece of infrastructure that we have here. I can almost hear the sales job already, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it needs to be stopped in its tracks.
All right, now then, call centers. Let's hear it.
Well, it kind of ties in with the concept of tariffs, and I don't know how it would be applied. But I've both dealt with offshore call centers as a, you know, as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I also work in a call center where we have offshore agents as well. And those offshore agents depress the wages of the people that are working in the United States. Because they, you know, when push comes to shove, people start wanting more money. They just say, I can get somebody in the Philippines to do this.
Yeah, all I have to do is hire a poon job over in Bangalore, and there we go. Right.
Right. And so I don't know how it would be executed, but I think some sort of quote unquote tariff on people that are using foreign labor, just like buying foreign goods, that these offshore sites are getting the benefit of money they can't even imagine having had, you know, without an American company. And people that work here, in the Valley in particular, where we're dedicated to the job that we have, where it is a home company to us, not some big corporate thing, it's the offshore agents are destroying the viability of a living wage for people that are here.
Yeah, it's the effect of the H-1B visa without the visa, essentially, is what you're talking about. It accomplishes the same thing that... you know, nobody will or nobody can do the job, or we won't do the job in America. Okay. So you're looking for a little bit of protectionism on that side. It's an interesting point. Thanks for bringing it up, Chris. Good hearing from you. 770-5633. Michael, I know you called a little bit earlier, but you wanted to respond to something that Dave had to say there. Go ahead.
Well, I have to compliment Dave because he got it exactly right about China's economy.
Mm-hmm.
But what he didn't say was their economy was already imploding due to their real estate issues. So they had three major factions of their economy: real estate, exports, military. Real estate has collapsed. They are hundreds of billions and maybe trillions of dollars in debt on real estate that's standing there empty.
And I wanted to mention that. It is well known, the empty cities, because this was, again, bubble financing, right? Bubble-style financing
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It absolutely was. And they had such a push from their outlying areas of people moving to the inner city and such. That trend has reversed. People are leaving the city to move back to their little farms. So if you collapse their exports, all that is left of their economy is their military.
Of course, their military could be pretty formidable, I would imagine.
Well, it is, because they're now renting their soldiers out to Russia to fight against Ukraine. I don't know if you saw the article this morning, but two Chinese soldiers were just captured by the Ukrainian army.
No, I missed that one. Thanks for the update. All right.
Yeah. So Dave was absolutely right. He just didn't take it far enough.
So you're thinking that essentially, do you believe, how do I put this in a way that's... family friendly. So Trump, in many ways, you think has the Chinese, shall we say, testicles sort of wrapped up a little bit.
Yeah, you could basically say that he has now bent them over.
Okay. And squeezing a little bit. Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Gently at first, harder if need be. All right. I know. Hey, we're having fun. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, I tried to get in while Yunker was on there. I was going to ask him on those voting days, do they have any fire alarms anywhere in the building maybe he could pull?
Just pull the fire alarm, get everybody out. Yeah, unfortunately, there's lots of cameras around the halls. I think they'd know pretty quickly,
right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And also, you know, the tariff guy you had on there talking, you know, he was saying, hey, we got to deal with this stuff through regulations, easing regulations and stuff like that. And you tried to press them on, well, yeah, these other countries, though, have slave labor. You know, their labor laws are terrible, and we got to compete with that. So I don't understand, you know, with what, some of the stuff you're saying, where we got to, you know, get regulations. Yes, we do.
Well,
we got to compete now.
Yeah. Well, what he was saying is, well, what I've been saying here and what we all know is that American wage rate is a comparative disadvantage. All right. A comparative disadvantage. When you can build the car in South Korea for $5 and it cost, $45 to build it here, you know, it doesn't matter how high your tariff are. Your tariffs are, you know, Korea is not going to buy your car, that kind of thing. See what I'm getting at?
Right. Well, can you tell me what was his solution? I mean, besides easing regulations, do you know what his solutions were?
Well, easing regulations certainly could help. You know, is
it does, but once again, it takes forever to get that stuff through.
Well, it takes for well. On the other hand, is putting a sales tax on cars that are available the right thing to do too? Though we're talking about choices. All we're doing is deciding which sort of bludgeon we're going to give to the American consumer. Right? Isn't that really what we're arguing about?
Well, I think tariffs is the quick way to do it. All these guys want to talk right now, mm-hmm. and I think it's going to be a lot quicker than regulation will be. So
we're going to find out, won't we? Right?
Yes, we will.
We are in interesting times. Thanks for the call, Terry. If you're on hold, I will get right to you. Give me a couple of minutes after the Kim Komando digital update. More of your calls. It is Open Phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. We can talk the tariffs. We can talk the economy. We can talk about the state legislature. We can talk about your dog or cat, if you wish. Whatever's bugging you.
It's not all about you when it comes to
Ashland.
21 minutes after 8. By the way, before 9 o'clock, we will have a Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Not right now, but you can call for Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. And Michael is here. We got Michael, Gino, Cherry all lined up here. Hello, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I want to talk about something positive in the dental, and there's also something really negative I wanted to talk about. But
sure.
The positive thing is in Japan, a couple of researchers have discovered a way to manifest teeth seeds in mice and rats, I think.
Now, did you say teeth seeds like seeds growing in a garden? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
Wow.
By blocking one of the proteins, and it just started human trials, and that was the positive research. That probably could end the whole dental industry as we know it.
Would that be not fascinating to be able to grow a seed and grow a tooth to replace our own tooth? Is that kind of what they're hoping to take it to? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's what's happening with their animal studies. So they're starting the human trials, and I don't know how they're doing, but it started a couple of months back. But, Smith Wigglesworth was a prophet preacher back in the 50s. He grew new teeth from seeds.
But, I've not heard that, but...
look that up. On a negative note, all the new anesthetics, the dental anesthetics, have hydrogel and graphene oxide being... that are in there that enhance the effects.
And what is the challenge? What is the problem with hydrogel or graphene oxide? I mean, I know I've got that stuff put on my gums, no doubt, when it's numbing.
There's lidocaine, novocaine, and the other whatever the other one they use there. I don't know about the. Hopefully, nitrous oxide hasn't got it in there, but yeah, it's got another name called luciferase hydrogel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lipid nanoparticle. It's, there's a lot of things you got to look it up. I'm not going to, drop any bombs on.
Yeah, apparently it sounds like you know the industry then, but you're raising an alarm is what you're saying, right?
I need some dental work done, and I'm not about to go and get a dose of whatever the hell they put in that. I'm just not really interested, and nobody did any studies, so.
Well, I'm a big fan of the gas myself, because I remember the last time I had that gas for real was when I was having a wisdom tooth extraction, which shows my lack of wisdom these days. But, I remember I could still feel the pain a little bit, but it felt like the pain was so far away I didn't care. It's like, oh, that hurts. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the pressure. You know it's supposed to hurt, but it doesn't hurt. You're like, God, the pressure is just ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, well, thanks for the note on the teeth seed. I'm going to look that up. I appreciate the call there. Thank you, Michael. Let me go to Gino. Gino, good having you here. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Bill. Just got back from Panama, and most
I had business office in Panama City for many years, and so my friends down there are, if you will, business people. And everybody, educated business people, are really behind the whole idea of the United States taking back the canal.
They like that idea. That's really interesting down in Panama. Now, you were dealing with business people, and I'm wondering if they have a difference of opinion as contrasted with, let's say, a Panamanian peasant, okay?
Well, all the cab drivers were into the canal going back to the United States. All of the concierge people that I dealt with are also, I stayed at some nice hotels, and everybody up and down the line is, yes, let the United States take the canal back over.
And why is that? Why do these people that you met in Panama want the canal going back to U.S. hands?
Well, they see what's going on. They understand that the Chinese are dominators, and forgive me, but I know this is going to go against the left wing, if you will, but the United States is the only non-conquering country in the world. We don't conquer people. We try to help them set up their own sorts of government, and, of course, the leftists hate that. And shall we say collectivists hate that. I'd like to make a comment about tariffs, if I could.
Sure, go ahead. I had DiLorenzo on an hour ago. He's an interesting cat. Don't know I agree with everything, but, you know, at least he has a principled stance. What are you thinking?
So in terms of principles, I was down at Ed's Tire Factory. This was a couple of years ago, and I was buying the tires for my van. I went through all the possibilities, so this one versus that one versus that one. And I said to Ed, finally, by the way, at that time Ed was dealing with me, and I said, okay, Ed, which one of these tires is made by someone who can afford a car to take their family on a Sunday drive? And he went, oh, the Goodyears, they're made here in the States. I spent $100 more on four tires so that the people who built the tire could take a weekend, if you will.
Interesting. So that's how you're making your choices.
Well, always, all throughout history, you know, we make our choices. And we either make economic choices and we don't care what happens on the other end, or we look at the depth of it and say, no, thank you, I don't want to buy that cheap Chinese crap. I'm going to buy something that was made by people who can afford to buy it. That's one of the jokes about going to a five-star hotel, which I used to speak at all the time at these conferences. And one of the people who worked there said to me, Mr. Gino, can I ask you a question? And she says, what's with all the books? I said, what do you mean all the books? She says, all you gringos, you come down here, every time we put down a drink, you got to pick up your book. If you're going on a weekend or a soiree for the day to go to the pyramids, you've always got books in your bags. What's with all the books? I thought about it for a minute, and I said, Consuelo, that's the difference between being able to stay here and being able to have to work here. She looked at me. I said, do your kids read books? She said, no, they swipe on the internet. I said, take the internet away and give them books.
Interesting. Did Consuelo take the advice? Do you know?
Well, if you want to go a little further part of that story, there are three people in the Tulum area that have businesses because of my coaching.
I'm kind of curious if maybe the whole swipe deal that we have here in the United States is designed to take us down from the ability to read.
Well, if you're asking me, I'd say no. The people who designed it are not smart enough to think of a whole process to totally take down the United States. I think it's just the evidence of addiction is always the evidence of addiction, a degradation of society. Whether it's marijuana, cocaine, or swiping on your screen, it destroys the community. The addiction does that.
Well, I'm glad that you were addicted to calling in, all right? Thank you very much, Gino. Good call, all right? 770-5633. We go to our resident film critic, and that would be Cherry. Hello, Cherry. How are you?
Hi. I am perfect. I just wanted...
Well, of course you're perfect. God says we're all perfect. We're all perfect. Well, no, we're all sinners, actually, aren't we? But we are striving for perfection. But be that as it may, what's on your mind?
Well, after all this dire stuff and predictions and unconstitutionality, I had a mom joke.
Okay. Let's hear. Now, I don't know if mom jokes are sponsored by Two Dogs Fab, but well, I guess we can make an exception. Go ahead.
I just made it up. This old woman is walking down the street. She goes into a building. She says, she goes right up to the head of the person, and she says, I want a hamburger, fries, and a Coke. And the guy says, ma'am, you're in the library. And she goes, okay, I'll have a hamburger, fries, and a Coke.
Okay. That's your mom joke, huh? Hey.
Yeah. And the other thing.
Before you go, I have a dad joke for you, though.
Sure.
You want to hear a dad joke? You know what happens when Norwegians reincarnate?
What?
They're Bjorn again.
Oh.
I knew you'd like that one. I like yours,
Give
too.
Give yourself an American salute.
Okay. A real American salute for both of us. There we go. Bjorn again and quiet ordering of the Coke. I love it. What else is on your mind, huh?
Okay. I just saw an incredible movie. And by the way, my husband, Joe, picks these movies.
It's his fault. Okay.
He needs to get the credit as well, because that's what he said. No. Anyway, I just saw Kill the Irishman with Val Kilmer. And, oh, my gosh, it was such a great movie.
You know, the late Val Kilmer, we now have to call him late after last week, he always played interesting characters. Is he a lead in this one or just a...
No.
He's not.
Dan Green is the lead, and he is the man. This is a true story, all of it. He's a mobster who took down all of the mafia in Cleveland in the 70s, I believe. And I remember seeing the news when I was like 20 years old in 72 or 4 or 22 or whatever. And I just couldn't believe what a good this movie. It's
called Kill the Irishman, right? You like it?
Kill the Irishman.
All right, I'm going to look that up because I have not had time. I was, writing my quarterly reports over the last couple of days, which I so dearly love for the federal government. But I will look that up. The thing is, though, so they supposedly got rid of the mob in Cleveland, huh?
The mafia.
Okay, well, they must not have gotten rid of all of it. You know why? Remember when I was telling you that as a kid, I was working at Fergie's Radio Sales in Sandusky, Ohio, which is not too far from Cedar Point, the big amusement park up there on Lake Erie, when I was a teenager in high school, and we sold 8-track tapes that were bootlegged, right? They were, that's what my boss did. And he also went and bought records. And so every week, one time he took me to Cleveland and they were buying the 8-track tapes, which of course were bootleg and counterfeited and everything else like that. It was just, hey, I'm a 16-year-old. It's a job. Fine. All this kind of stuff. But I knew that we were dealing with mob-like characters then, and that had to be like 1977, 1978-ish or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, it just happened in Cleveland. I don't know about
that. Well, that's where we went, Cleveland.
Cleveland's 50
miles away. That's where we got all the counterfeit 8-track tapes. It's like you'd get, 3 for $6, I think we were selling them at that point. And boy, let me tell you, the welfare Cadillacs would show up every month and at Mother's Day. And boy, we sold a ton of them. But
wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I'm sure they didn't get rid of every single person.
Oh.
But he unraveled this whole deal. And he was such a martyr. I mean, just an amazing character. And the way that he acted, the way, I mean.
So, in other words, there's the four cherries on this movie. You liked it, right? Okay, that's how it's going to be. It's not going to be thumbs up. It's going to be how many cherries? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? How many cherries? 5 cherries? 4 cherries. What do you say?
Without the pit.
What's that?
Without the pit.
Okay, 5 stars or 4?
I would say 5.
Okay, 5 it is. Kill the Irishman. Thanks, Jerry. I got a roll here, okay? See, I love Pebble and you. Of course, I just like open phones in general as we talk about things both important and nonsensical. It's good. 770-5633. We'll take a few more here.
SiskiyouPumpServices.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Call Bill now, 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
By the way, I wanted to thank Cherry for her mom joke and, of course, my bad dad joke. And those are, by the way, sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating. I should have just done that at the time because, they sponsor the dad jokes. And if they're either their bad dad or bad mom, it's fine. Okay, but if you have a better one, Just go to twodogsfab.com and email it to them. And by the way, they are Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star dealer. They don't have the perfect flatbed for you. They'll build a custom one. They do lots of custom work. By the way, now that we're going to be getting into summer camping, spring and summer camping, you got a problem with a hitch and all those things, they can take care of that fabricating and make it work right. Twodogsfab.com, Brian Way. It's on Brian Way off Sage in Medford. Okay, let me go to Glenn Archambault. Glenn, go ahead. Tariffs, agriculture, you're our elected farm services rep. How you doing this morning? Go ahead.
Oh, pretty good, Bill. A little ag history. Okay. Back in the 70s, I built sawmills. We built most of the sawmills in the western states and other parts of the world. By 1980, we were all out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Mills collapsed. The industries collapsed. And so there we were out in the middle of Medford getting free food from the USDA. That's how bad things became. But a big item, and you guys were talking about this yesterday, was losing your pension. I lost my pension in the early 80s when the company I had worked for was bought out by a German company and they just offed all the money and ran away. And so here we were in Oregon and we had depended on these people. We depended on the global economy. Didn't work. So we really need to rethink that today, because I bet there's a lot of guys out there like me that remember that pension that's now long gone. Hope to God most of us don't end up out on the street like the people you were talking about yesterday.
I appreciate you sharing that. When it comes to agriculture, what do you think about the tariff wars that we're engaging in at this time from an agricultural perspective?
Well, what's going to – some people are going to be off. Their farms are going to go. I can see that coming. But on the other hand, somehow we had to reorganize ag, because when you look at it in the past, it was a giant welfare operation and still kind of is, and with good reason. No Americans are going to go hungry. That I can assure you of.
Mm-hmm.
But whether or not you're going to be able to handle this long term is another question. Because those tariff deals, there's a lot of companies from countries that are going to want to take advantage of us still. Even with Trump working at this, we're still going to have to really be ready to fight.
All right. I really appreciate your opinion on that, and we'll have to have you back in for a deeper dive now, once we get our sea legs in the administration, okay? Thanks for that, Glenn. Glenn Archambault from Phoenix. Let me go to, I think this is Gary. Gary, how you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine, Gary. What are you thinking?
Well, all this stuff about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play the lottery, Bill?
Occasionally I do, yes.
Well, the Amish have come up with a new twist. You want to hear?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, right now the pot is up to 4 dozen eggs.
Okay, so you're having fun with me, eh, Gary?
I don't love the twist.
I appreciate that. Was that all, or did you have something else too?
No, I was going to say, I'm a licensed bonded contractor, and if Lucretia needs some help, I might be able to help her, because I've dealt with that kind of problem before.
Gary, if you could email me, bill@billmeyershow.com, I'll put you in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Use my number and just give it to her if she wants me.
All right. Okay. I'll look it up. Thanks for the call, Gary. Let me go to you. We got James and Selma, too. Hello, James. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. The Chinese are threatening to do a blackout on Hollywood because they own a lot of the Hollywood. So they're threatening a blackout on films, which...
They're threatening a blackout on American films, or they will not show American films in China?
They own a lot of the Hollywood studios. But 20 years ago, I was watching a Walt Disney movie, and you come home, you're tired, you sit there, and you're kind of in a hypnotic state. And this movie was about some white Southerner guy, and he had a black slave lady in the kitchen, and he got her pregnant, and he wouldn't let her get an abortion. And they play the music, and it affects your emotions. And after that, that was Walt Disney movie. After that, I never watched another movie again And it's really done me good. I read a lot of books. I do watch YouTube videos on how to do things and documentaries on travel, which it's done me a world of good. And the movies are propaganda. They affect your emotions. And anyway, Walt Disney did me good.
Yeah, in other words, you have divested. You know, I was wondering about the ownership. You were talking about China. Of right. Ownership of that. I was thinking, is that true? And I did a quick look here, and the Wrap reporting, 12 Chinese-owned media companies. Now, this is just one article. And so AMC Theaters, owned by China, that is the Deli and Wanda Group. So we have that. Carmike Cinemas, that's owned by the Deli and Wanda Group also. Legendary Entertainment, that same group. Dick Clark Productions. Dick Clark Productions?
Wow.
Owned by China. I didn't know that.
Don't you think it affects you when you're sleepy and you're sitting there relaxing and it's propaganda coming at you with your emotions?
Yeah, but there is some truth to what you were saying there, that a lot of Chinese ownership. Dali and Wanda owns that. They own Voltage Pictures, STX Entertainment, Chinese-owned World Triathlon Corporation. A whole bunch. Okay. Thanks, Gary. First, I was kind of doubting you, but I guess I am no longer a doubting Billy. Let me go to Francine. Hello, Francine. How are you doing? Welcome.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Bill. I was really pleased to hear Gary's call. If he can help Lucretia, oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, Lucretia's got some real problems with that house. That's for sure.
I know. She tells me almost daily.
That's the way awful. Lucretia does. Okay.
I know. I love her, though. She's my dear friend. But she's really suffering. So please, Gary, thank you. Moving on to my call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it appears that Bobby Kennedy has let us all down. He's knowingly playing into the hands of the medical fascists, abandoning his deeply principled his stance to protect us and our children from possible harm via experimental medical practices and drugs, because he's, you know, all the pressure he's under, you know, being called a, you know, saying that he, you know, is
okay. Well, how is RFK Jr. failing the movement?
Well, he's now, instead of saying, you know, measles is kind of a normal thing, he's saying, oh, well, this is really serious, you know. And I believe I heard something on the news Friday, and I just looked up today. I can't quite find the exact quote, but where he was not necessarily against the mRNA vaccination in regards to measles. And what I'm finding out, I just read an article. It's by Helena Glass, and she explains that the situation where the two children in Texas died, that there was actually it involved medical malpractice. They didn't die of measles, but were tested afterwards, and they did have that measles. But that was not what killed them.
Well, I had read reports that said that they had died of pneumonia after the measles.
Well, that's not what it says in here. She says that there's been a cover-up about this to avoid a medical malpractice suit, and I think this is worth looking into more. But I mean, I think that Kennedy is under pressure from his family, from all the Democrats. I mean, I don't think he seems like he's starting to cave, and I'm really, really upset.
Okay, let's hold off and watch. I don't want to do too much of a prejudge, but I appreciate the warning.
Well, I hear that, but it's something we need to pay attention to.
All right, agreed. I appreciate the call there, Francine. 8:45. Hey, running a little bit behind here. If I'm going to, I could take two more calls. I got to make them quick, though, okay? We go to, hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill, it's David.
David, go ahead.
Hey, your caller before last said something crazy, which is true. If you take a break, if you're a regular person, you take a break from television for like a year or two, mm-hmm. and you turn on a movie and they play the music at certain times, you start feeling exactly how powerful the emotional manipulation is in the movies. It's insane. I'll be watching like a little Disney cartoon. I haven't watched TV in years, and I'll be watching something just briefly, and I'll start to tear up, and I'm conscious of it because I haven't watched TV in so long. But I would encourage people to take a break and just see exactly how powerful the movies are these days.
And not just for tearing up, but also for angering too. I think
yeah,
either way.
So yeah, it's crazy. But you got to take a break to kind of get your tolerance down. and come back into it, and you'll see just how powerful the manipulation is.
All right. Appreciate the call there, David. I'll grab one more, and then we'll have to close off the Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello. Hi, who's this? You're on.
Me?
Yep, it's you. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Angie here.
Oh, hi, Angie.
I was coming home from my swim yesterday morning, and a Knife River truck pulled out in front of me and dumped all his junk, his rubbish, out onto the street.
Oh, no.
And his stuff. And I really got pissed off at him. So I followed him, and I went into Knife River, and I made a complaint, and they didn't care. So I'm telling you, okay?
So when you say a Knife River truck dumped a load of topped off junk, what kind of junk were you speaking of?
Yeah, I'm talking about coffee mugs and cups and wrappers and.
Oh, so it wasn't from like a big semi. It was from like the cab, stuff inside the truck.
Yeah, the cab. He just opened the window when he got out on the street. He came out from Knife River. You know, he didn't dump it on Knife River's property. He came out on Kirkland Road where all the, you know, the pear trees are there, you know, and he left all his rubbish out on the road.
Oh, and, sorry and to hear that.
Well, you know, it's against the law, but nobody seems to care. But anyway, I just thought, you know, who's going to pick that up on that street? So anyway, I'm just complaining. Okay.
Well, that's why they call it Pebble in Your Shoe. Sounds like it was a coffee cup in your shoe moment here. All right?
All right, Bill.
Thanks, Irish Angie. Boy, yeah, who is going to clean that up? Knife River didn't care? Wow. It's a, well, maybe not.
You're worried because your home has been on the market with
Deals.com.
I'm hooked on Oregon. Deals.com. I'm saving big.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Open for business. We talk with the locally owned and operated businesses. Want to make sure you know about the deals. And let me tell you, Sharice over at No Wires Now has a bunch of them. You can call or text her right now, 541-680-5875. What are your top deals this morning, Sharice? Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, we got the cell phone deal. I think it's the best deal out there right now. You know, two lines. $30 a month, unlimited everything. I even have free phones. It's on the Verizon network.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled, man. I go into Costco's and I see all these people signing up at the AT&T booth, and the reception is just not that great. You know, it's what U.S. Cellular is on now, too. So if you got U.S. Cellular, come talk to me. I'll get you a way better plan and save you hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah, by the way, you can actually get reception within Costco before, which I could not before here. You know, the thing is, they always hit me up there also. And they say, yeah. Well, what are you on? I said, well, I'm on Spectrum, Verizon, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, well, what are they charging you? I said, well, I got $30 a month for two lines. And, well, that's a good line, right? Well, that's a pretty good price right now, is what they say. But what happens in a year? Well, what does happen in the year, Sharice?
It's $30 a line.
Yeah.
Tax free. No contract, no hidden fees. When you go into Costco's and get AT&T, there's taxes, there's surcharges, there's insurance. They add all these add-ons, and you're paying $100 a line, where with us, you're paying $30 for two lines the first year and then $30 a line after that.
And by the way, you had mentioned to me that Spectrum will pay up to $500 per, you know, if you do three lines or more, right? If you do that kind of thing.
Yes.
All right. So pretty good deal. Pretty good deals, especially for a family plan. I can see how that would work. By the way, if... you know, Spectrum is always calling me and trying to get me to increase stuff. Should I just have you do that? Can you do that kind of work when certain deals get offered if you become a client of No Wires?
Yes. If you're a client, you know, I tell my clients to come in every year. The prices with Spectrum do kind of increase every year. It's good to check in with us. They're always having new offers. So, yeah, check in with me once a year.
Okay. So that deal is going on. Now, the one thing, if you're going to take the Spectrum cell phone deal, you have to have Spectrum Internet. I want to make sure people understand that. That is a restriction. Yeah. And then talk to Sharice, and she'll help you out. You can call or text message, send your bill, and get her involved. 541-680-5875. What about on the television side? What is probably your best deal going on right now, you think?
You know, Dish still has that $500 gift card in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen one in a while, I can pre-qual you. So if you don't have the gift card, don't wait for it. I can get it for you sooner And then, you know, free installation, free equipment. When you switch to Dish with me, not the 1-800 number, with me, I'm going to also help you lower your cell phone bills, your internet bills for free. I'm going to take back your old equipment and save you thousands of dollars.
All right. So that's the way it goes. Now, get in touch with Charisse at No Wires Now, 541-680-5875. And you can get that brand new internet service or internet for $30 a month, free cell phone service for a year, potentially. But you have to go and talk with her and get the restrictions and the availability, all those kind of things. All right. But the thing is, just call or text message the Bill. That's all you got to do. And where is your store location? So if people wanted to drop in and say hi, they can do that right now.
Yeah, I'm right on Biddle Road, 1560 Biddle Road, next to Cigar Caves. I'm open today 10 to 4, Monday through Friday. We've been so busy, we're open on Saturdays now, too. So if you want to call me, make an appointment is really the best deal because you got us so busy, Bill. Thank you so much. And I wanted to say, I heard that lady talking about the garbage on MODOK. And you know what? I'm going to go clean it up. I am so upset, too, about that. I'm going to have my husband drop me off because it's on a scary corner. I'm going to go clean that up today if no one else does. So how about that?
Okay. We'll give you a real American salute. Okay, Charisse? You got it.
Yeah. All right.
Who's going to clean it? I guess in this particular case,
I'm gonna do it.
It's going to be Charisse. All right. And then And then if anybody walks up to her, she'll give him a good deal, okay?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Charisse.
All right, everyone, give me a call.
541-680-5875, 541-680-5875, nowiresnow.com. Diner 62, Real American Quiz. Let's do that now. 770-5633, 770-KMD. If you haven't won this in the last 60 days, do it next. And, boy, love to get you that $20 gift certificate. Get those. I had an amazing ham and cheese omelet that was brought in. Oh, such great food. I know you'll love that too. We'll play it next.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
Hi, I'm Cassie from Clouser Drilling, and I'm on KMED.
And we appreciate you being here for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We're up against it, so we're just going to have to get to this right away. But, boy, Diner 62, you know the food's going to be good. Hello, caller. Hi, who's this? Welcome. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, I'm Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. Hey, it was April 9th, 1866, 1 year after Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox Courthouse. And decades before police officers would be pulling over speeding cars, the National Intelligencer reports that Ulysses S. Grant, Lieutenant General of the U.S. Army, had been pulled over for speeding in his horse buggy in Washington, D.C. Pulled over for speeding! Can you believe that, Melissa?
Yeah, no.
Well, it's true. Now, he did this a number of times, apparently. So, what was the amount of the speeding fine back in those days? Was it $2? $5? 10, 15, or 20? What do you say?
$2.
$2. No, it was more than $2. I'm sorry. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, this is Lauren at Eagle Point.
Lauren in Eagle Point. 5, 10, 15, or 20?
I'm going to go with 5.
Going to go with 5. No, it's more than that. Yeah, we're talking about the speeding fine for Ulysses S. Grant. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. 10, 15, 20. What was the speeding fine for Ulysses S. Grant?
15.
15. 15? No, it's either 10 or 20. 10 or 20. Hi, good morning. Who is this?
This is Mary.
Mary. Is it 10 or 20? And I would recommend you end high, okay?
20.
You're going to say 20. Yes.
You're a winner!
Sometimes it pays to be the last one when I'm running out of time. But, yep, a few months later on July of 1866, Richmond Daily Dispatch reprinted the article stating that Grant was arrested a second time for speeding. And he took the arrest very good-humoredly. But, yep, they no looking the other way for Ulysses S. Grant. Hang on here, Mary. We're going to send you to Diner 62 and appreciate your listenership. We'll do more of that tomorrow. I said we'll do more of that tomorrow. I said one more time, we'll do more of that tomorrow. I know it will work at some point. I think I'm going to have to replace this mouse. I think that's what's going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go.
Money. This is Randall at Advanced Air.
There it is.
It takes an expert to navigate the current HVAC rebates. Call Advanced Air to save big on equipment replacement. Advanced Air is currently offering an additional rebate on qualifying systems, up to $1,000 on Bryant mini split and crossover heat pumps. Some exclusions apply. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Visit myadvancedair.com for details.
Your intelligent heating and cooling solution is at myadvancedair.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters, proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
This is KMED, KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. We'll join Town Hall News in Progress.
Stocks are rising on Wall Street and around the world to recover some of the historic losses since last week when President Trump announced sharp increases in taxes on goods imported to the U.S. Economist Stephen Moore spoke with Salem Radio. He says it's a matter of fairness.
There's a lot of hypocrisy going on here with these self-righteous Brits and the Europeans and the, you know, some of these Asian countries saying, oh my gosh, how dare Donald Trump.